This is Cricken for Audio. Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies and India begin their second test tomorrow at St. Lucia, and I'm chatting about what the two sides can expect with Cricken for's editor Sambit Bal. Sambit, after that well-contested first test, the two sides are pretty evenly matched, aren't they?
It was an ironical test in many ways. You know, if you look at it, it was a very good test match, very interesting, full of twists and turns, dramatic start, great fight back, and a great finish. But what made it a really good test was the fact that the sides were pretty evenly matched and pretty mediocre at that. Take out Anil Kumble, what you have is two really average bowling attacks, which is, you know, an average Ranji side or a West Indian first class side. And they just don't look like test sides which are capable of taking 20 wickets on their own without being assisted by batsmen. I think the most significant aspect of this test was that neither side had the bowling attack to really win a test, even though West Indies managed to almost contrived to lose 6 wickets in the last session of the match. Throughout the day, they didn't really look like a side that can win the test match without West Indies actually playing a part in their own downfall. And I expect the series to go that way. Both teams have a fairly decent batting lineup on paper. You've got Dravid and Lara. There's Sarwan, Sehwag, Gail, Yuvraj, who has promised. And I think Dhoni sort of gives India a slight edge in batting at number 7. Unless the pitches either assist pace bowling dramatically or start turning seriously, you don't expect 4-day test matches here. I expect all the next 3 tests to go to 5 days, and it's difficult to really say who is going to win it.
Sambit, India came pretty close to winning the test despite being obviously wrong in team selection, as we discussed in Cricket for Audio on the first day of the test itself. One obvious change now is Harbhajan Singh coming into the side. India really missed him alongside Anil Kumble on the final day. But I know you'd prefer to keep Harbhajan out and play Ramesh Pawar in his place. Can you elaborate on why you feel that way?
It's not that I prefer to keep Harbhajan out, and perhaps I would have played him in the first test. I would have had him in the first team, certainly. But I just have a gut feeling that Pawar might be a better bet on these kind of pitches where the ball doesn't really turn too much. And Harbhajan has not really proven himself to be a match-winning bowler on pitches where the ball doesn't turn. And also, he's bowling with the Kukubura ball. Pawar is a bowler who has learned the art of taking wickets in first-class cricket, and he's bowled against a lot of good batsmen of spin bowling, and he's bowled in pretty tight situations where Bombay haven't scored too many runs, and he's always managed to take 4 or 5 wickets and pretty vital, crucial wickets of fairly good batsmen. And as he's shown in one-day cricket, he bowls to take wickets. It's something that he can do in a much better way in a test match where he can get 10-15 overs at a trot, and I would really like to see what he can do if he gets 25 overs in an innings or in a day. He'll be really hungry to prove himself. He's the kind of background he comes from. He doesn't have, say, 10 more years to win international cricket. So, and unless we put him in the middle in a test match, we'll never know how good he really is.
Sambit, among the fast bowlers, Srisant is injured now and Irfan Pathan is set to come back into the side. The reactions of the Indian media towards Pathan have always been between extremes. When he's done well, he's been compared to Wasim Akram. When he's bowled badly, he's been called a batting all-rounder. The truth is somewhere in between, isn't it? What do you feel about the man?
I think we should be realistic about Irfan Pathan's talent and what he can do. I think it's time to really start seeing that Irfan Pathan is never going to be a Wasim Akram. We should be happy that if he becomes a Chaminda Vaz. But I really believe that Irfan Pathan's future lies in him being the fifth bowler who can bowl a good opening spell. On some days, he'll take wickets and perhaps, you know, win you a test match. But Irfan Pathan is not your strike bowler. He can find a place in the side only if he can bat at not a number 7 but a number 6, where he contributes seriously as a batsman. And I think Chappell saw that initially, and where that's how I think he was right in trying to make him into a batsman, where he believes that he can contribute with the bat. He has other assets, that he's a very good team player, he's good for the team spirit, gives 100%. But no point hyping him as the next Akram or even somebody like Matthew Hoggard, who is a swing bowler. Matthew Hoggard on his day can win you matches. Irfan Pathan can do it perhaps once in 5-7 tests. So He will play in this test match because Srisanth is not playing. But I believe India should go with five bowlers, trusting Irfan to bat at number six ahead of Dhoni.
Finally, Sambit, what do you think of the way this West Indies side is shaping up? For many years now, they've been stronger on paper than on the field. Do you see them differently on this tour?
They showed again, once again in this test, that they're just not good enough to capitalize on good starts. So in this test, they managed to turn a potentially winning situation to an almost losing one. But that said, I think they will fancy their chances going into the next three tests, simply because India just don't have the bowlers to roll them over. And if they can have a couple of good sessions with the ball in both the innings, it's not in only one innings, they will compete evenly, and even, you know, they could win a test or two tests.
Thanks, Ambit. I hope our late nights are worth it. We'll keep discussing the cricket after each day's play in this series. To access our audio content directly, do go over to cricinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.